It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Monday, December 9th. A man has died after falling through ice near Medina. The man's UTV had been seen about 4 miles east of Medina on ice last Monday night. But Stutsman County Sheriff Chad Kaser says the man wasn't reported missing until Saturday, December 7th.
There was a UTV sitting there, and from gathering information, it sounds like the UTV was seen there Monday night. There was headlights on. Individual that usually fishes that area, and with that rain, it's not uncommon to see his vehicle out there.
Kaser says they dispatched a dive and rescue team and searched all night Saturday. Didn't find anything, so they picked it up once again Sunday morning and found the man's body around 10:30. The name of the man is currently being withheld pending notification of the family. A construction accident west of Jamestown has left one person dead and another injured. Sheriff Chad Kaser reports that the accident at Country Grain Cooperative involved a construction crane working on an elevator around 1:20 p.m. yesterday. Kaser says a section of the crane's boom slid off and fell, striking two people on the ground. One individual was pronounced dead at Jamestown Regional Medical Center, and the other was airlifted to a Fargo hospital. The Burleigh County Commission is set to vote on whether to bar further refugee settlement. If the Burleigh County Commission votes today to bar refugees, it could be the first local government to do so since President Trump issued an executive order in October, making such a refusal possible. Commission Chairman Brian Bittner says public opinion in the county, which includes the state capital, Bismarck, is strongly against taking in any additional refugees. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.